You've written many poems. I have two of them here I would like for you to talk about. The horse is an important animal in Native American culture. You've used that as a symbol in She Had Some Horses. I was looking at it. In fact, I have it in front of me here. In the first section, for those who haven't read, you know, of course, that you started every single line with She Had Horses. Who? Talk to us about the symbolism and how it expressed some of the hardship you went through and some of the values you have.
Yes. You know, poems in a way have their own lives. I can look at it now and see some of the, you know, impulse and what pulled it all together. Manahwa was a horse person, as are some of my family members on that side. He was known for his skill with horses. My Aunt Lois told me that he could even get somewhere quicker than his warrior's friends because he could bend time. But he was very skilled with horses. Another story that I told when I went to the University of Tennessee for an interview to be hired, I told them, and this was another story you won't find in a history book, that he used to steal horses. Well, it wasn't really stealing because the people were on the land illegally, but they ran all up and down that Tennessee River Valley. You know, the Tennessee River is sort of like I-40. You know, it's a major highway. So I told them that story. They hired me anyway. So I have a cousin who was quite a horsewoman and barrel raced in Okemo, Oklahoma. I was living in New Mexico when I wrote that poem. My kids were young, and my daughter's father used to make up a little song for her about horses. And then there were these Navajo horse songs that I've always liked, you know, horse songs for horses, for riding them, for traveling. So all of those pieces kind of went into the inspiration for that poem. And I also realized that right before I wrote the poem, it was when I was traveling down from Albuquerque to Las Cruces to help sew up the binding for my first little book called A Chapbook, which is a small book of poems, not a full-size book of poems, that was being published by Puerto del Sol Press. I went down to help sew the covers. I even did the art for the front of the cover and did a few pieces of art inside. It was coming back, I think, from there. I was in my car and I felt, and I can even tell you on a map where I was, but suddenly it was like a vision. I hate to say vision because it sounds so hokey, but there was a horse that I just felt and saw a horse that I had known at some point, you know, in a dream. And it was a very emotional moment. And I realized later that it was probably when that horse poem started forming somewhere, you know, somewhere in the place that poems start forming themselves.
This is a rather long poem. How long did it take you to write this?
You know, when I was younger, I would not get up. If I started a poem, I wouldn't stop until I was done with it. I might tweak it. But that one, I mean, all of the ones that I wrote around that time, I might sit with it, but I wouldn't stop until I got the whole thing down. And that one came fairly quickly. I must have been working on it somewhere, you know, with all those pieces I was telling you, those inspirational moments I was telling you about. So then I just wrote it out. But then I revised extensively. Even from the first one, you know, I've revised it some. And then I performed it. I have a song, She Had Some Horses, which is very recognizable. People love that song. It's kind of a reggae tune. Really, that poem kind of started my career, or at least visibility as a poet. There had been no poem quite like that.
This name I'm going to say to you is a name that I have interviewed for Voices of Oklahoma. And when I say the name of the symbol, you'll know who I'm talking about. He uses the symbol, the bear. Who am I talking about?
Oh, in Scott Momaday.
Right. He wrote an introduction for your book, When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Our Thoughts Came Through. It was interesting to note that you have that friendship with Scott Momaday and share some of the same writings in a way.
Well, of course, once you're part of Indian country, you know, and he won the Pulitzer Prize. We all knew about that. We're all very proud of him. And then when I was a student, I guess I probably first heard about him as a student at the University of New Mexico when I took, I think, Gary Hobson, who is now a professor emeritus at University of Oklahoma. He was teaching when I was a student there, and I took classes from him. It wasn't a native. I probably took one of the first native literature classes in the country one summer. I took classes one summer, and it was taught by somebody who was not native and probably knew next to nothing about native people. But Paula Gunn Allen and I were in that class. I think that's kind of funny. But I think when Gary taught, and he's part Chickasaw Cherokee from Arkansas, I think that's where he's from. Anyway, he taught, I probably learned about his writing from a class of his.
Oh.
Yeah, and read House Made of Dawn and The Way to Rainy Mountain. I've taught both of those books so many times, but I met him when I was a grad student at the University of Iowa. He came to and performed, and I think that's where I first met him in person.